everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We give you praise, sir, and we worship you. In Jesus' name, open the eyes of our hearts and our minds for revelation from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Would you join me again today in welcoming Brother Bill Winston to this broadcast?
Praise God.
Bill, I want to thank you again for, you got to be right up there. You and Creflo, the busiest two people I ever met. Put you two guys together, I don't know when you ever sleep. But I want you to know how deeply I appreciate you coming and taking the time to be on this broadcast and help us and teach us.
Yes, sir.
And you're such an example of God's grace and mercy and loveliness. I really do appreciate your life and ministry.
So
man.
Glad to be here.
I know you a long time.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And I find no fault in you, brother. Aren't you glad?
I'm so
don't
glad.
That thrill you?
I'm glad about it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Bill, you said something last week that is, it's one of those things, it's a simple, you have to have help to misunderstand it. Even if you didn't know it is in the Bible, you just, all you got to do is stop and think about it. You know it's so. The way anybody thinks, their way of thinking, I'm not talking about just, well, at the moment, but your way of thinking. If you know somebody well enough, you know pretty well what they're going to think about that or that. That's because right. They've expressed it. Your way of thinking is going to determine where you end up. Because that's where you're going. So the way you see things, the way you interpret things, and everybody does that. I mean, I don't care who you are. If you're conscious and you're thinking, then you have a way of thinking. And that body of thought, if you take a group of people or a family of people, they get to where they have the same ideas about things. Mm-hmm. They exchange thoughts. Yeah. And this body of, they get to where they about all think somewhere what alike.
That's exactly right. Right.
Because they all going in the same direction. So their way of thinking determines how they're going to end up. Mm. They're going to get there from here because that's the way they think. Their thoughts determine what they say. Their thoughts determine what they do and so forth. Now, let's see.
As Proverbs 23.
23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. How he thinks in his heart, not just in his mind, but in his heart. But how did he get those thoughts in his heart?
It came through his mind.
It came through his mind, and that was the door that, and he kept talking and talking until he got it in his heart. Once it gets in his heart, his heart will take hold of it,
and it'll
receive and drive him in whatever direction he keeps dealing there. So, God's word then is really the only thing that'll change that for somebody.
Yes, sir, Brother Copeland.
Now, if you don't,
that's right.
I don't care how long you cry about it. I don't care how much you don't want to do this thing. If you don't renew your mind, you're going to keep doing it whether you want to or not. And the thing of it is, all the condemning yourself in the world won't change it.
And you'll end up in the same place.
You end up in the same place, crying and squalling every step of the way. I don't know why I keep doing this. But you just keep doing it. Well, I think God ought to change me.
He has.
Yeah, But without you partaking of it, it never affects the change, does it?
Goodness.
Bill, you've done your share of flight instructing. Yeah. I mean, you did some serious flying in the military. Yeah. If you don't do what the guy tells you to do, there ain't no, I mean, you can sit there till doomsday and never learn how to fly anything, never learn how to do it. You can't drive a car if you don't ever do what the instructor tells you to do.
And if all else fails, go read the book.
Read the book. Yeah, glory to God. Oh, me.
Well, this is, Brother Copeland, this is where we are this week. And over here, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And a person will end up basically in that dominant thought area. Whatever you have in your heart in abundance, whatever those thoughts are in your mind, the dominant thoughts, you'll always move in that direction. It doesn't make any difference whether the thoughts are right or whether the thoughts are wrong. You just end up in that direction. So what you have to do is come back, and God says, well, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Why? He said, because your ways are not my ways. I can see it. And so when people come in the kingdom of God, the next thing you have to do is renew your mind. If you don't, here I am saved, but I'm still broke. I am saved, but I'm sick all the time. And I remember I came in, hay fever was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I had to do something with that. Well, what did I have to do? Now I had to get the word of God and renew my mind, because I was told that hay fever travels in my family. So now that's my thinking.
Now, at that time, that seemed right to you.
Absolutely it did.
That seemed right.
Sure it did.
It wasn't right, but it seemed
it
right.
It was just logical.
That was your folks' way of thinking. So it seemed right to you.
Yep.
Now, long as you didn't know what was correct and what was right.
That is exactly
you're going
right.
to suffer with this thing all your life.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man, I see it.
And, you know, it's interesting, because once my mind got renewed to that, my dad, he had come, and I was showing him around Chicago and so forth, and I said, yeah, this, that, and this, and that. And he said, yeah, I've been having problems with this and that, so forth, and hay fever. So he said, well, you know, you're going to have that. Just like that. I said, no, sir, I'm not going to have that. Now, I'm still driving. Now, I understand he's the authority figure.
And you're talking a little easy here, but you... I know. I understand.
I'm still driving. then this is what he said. Well, now, he's going on to be with the Lord, and he taught me just a whole lot, but he taught me based on what he knew. Are you following what I'm saying?
Somebody taught him.
You see? And I said, no, sir. I said, I'm not going to have that. He said, now, son, now listen, I know, in so forth, and I'm telling you, these things just travel in the family, and that's just what I'm taking it easy while I'm telling it. I said, no, sir, Dad. I said, I'm not going to have that. He said, now, son, I don't know why you said. Now, it's interesting. Normally, my dad would let something go, but I can tell that the enemy was in this one. He pressed in, and I said, Dad, I'm not going to have that now. The scriptures tell me, well, son, listen, now, and I'm telling you, we didn't speak there for 3 or 4 minutes. I mean, but that's how entrenched that thinking is in people's minds.
There was an assumption that that was fact.
Absolutely.
Now, there's nothing to back that up.
Nothing.
There is no medical evidence to back it up, because they've proven that. But you know what, Bill? For years and years and years, people didn't know what did it.
That's
good excuse as any. You know, well, we just have
So that's the direction people move in, because now they will allow things to come through their mind into their hearts. And once it gets in there in abundance, it will control your life. It will determine where you will end up.
I had a very, very close friend of mine. And you probably met him some years ago, Jimmy Hester. And I've known Jimmy for, long, long ways back. And he came over to my mother's prayer group. My mother would, she'd start a prayer group, and it'd have 7, 8, 10 people in it. And over a period of time, it gets so big, you couldn't park close to her house. And then God would call somebody to pastor it, and they'd move it out and take it somewhere and it'd be a church. She'd wait a year, 18 months, start another. And they'd give that, and she'd send that one over there. It's just phenomenal the way God blessed that. He came in there one night with another close friend of mine. And she went to pray for him. He wanted her to lay hands on him and pray. She said, she asked him what it was about. He said, well, now, my grandfather died with heart trouble. My daddy died with heart trouble. And I've got high blood pressure and symptoms of heart problems now. I don't want you to pray for me. She said, what's the truth about that? Well, now, hey, I mean, Jimmy's pastor in the church, you know. What's the truth about it? She said, yeah, what's the truth about that? Well, he said, I just told you. My granddaddy died with heart problems, and my daddy died with heart problems, and now I got them. And I want you to pray for me. She said, you tell me the truth about that. And she started getting riled up. Well, he didn't know her all that. Of course, he knew who she was. He'd known me for a long time. But he'd never been around her much. And she started getting rough with him. He said, lady, I just told you the truth. My granddaddy died of heart trouble. My daddy died of heart trouble. And I got heart trouble. Now I want you to pray for me. He said she slapped him upside the head with both hands. She boxed his ears like that. And she grabbed his head and started shaking. She said, Isaiah 53, he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And that's the truth about that. And she began to shout at the devil, take your lying, killing hands off of this man of God. Well, when he's telling me this happened back in the 60s. Late 60s, early 70s. Yeah. Now, he's telling me about this years later, probably 25 years later. I walked into motorcycle shop that I trade at, and he was in there, and he's talking on the phone. And I walked in, and when he saw me, he waved me to come over there, and I waited till he got off the phone. He set the phone down, and he was so tickled. He said, I just got the results on my physical I just took, and it was his 60th or 61st birthday. All the rest of them had died in their 40s and 50s. And he said, and he told me the story I just told you. He said, she saw death on me. Mm. Well, now, see, she had to renew his mind in 3 minutes because he was about to die.
Goodness.
Mm. And, brother, she racked him up. But she was under the anointing when she did it, and Jesus just interrupted this deal. And he told me, he said, you know, my mother told me, from the time I can remember, she said, now, Jimmy, you take care of yourself, because, you know, the Hester men don't live long. They all have heart.
My goodness.
Now, Bill, she wasn't trying to do harm to her child.
That's
the furthest thing from her thinking. But that's the way she had been taught. Mm. And here it looked like to her, well, this bears it out. Mm. Well, no. What it bears out is that out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, and this stuff comes to pass.
My Lord.
But now, and he was sitting there, that big smile on his face. He said, that doctor just told me I got the heart of an 18-year-old kid. He said, man. But he said, I'm going to tell you something, Copeland, hadn't been for your mama slapping my jaws. He said, I'd have been out of here today. I wouldn't even be here. So there was a way that seemed right.
See,
it wasn't the way of ugly people. It was a way that seemed right, but the end thereof was death. You're still going to end up there if you're carnal-minded. Isn't that what Scripture said?
What it
to
said.
Be carnally minded is death. Bill, that must be what that Scripture's talking about. You, to be carnally minded, you go wind up.
That's exactly right.
With death.
Now, he says here in John chapter 8, and he says in verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You see, somebody said this, well, just let your conscience be your guide. Now, that's all right. If your conscience has been reprogrammed.
If your conscience knows what it's talking about.
That's exactly right.
That's really the truth.
Sure it is.
Because it can only take the information that's been put in there. Huh.
See? And so you got to watch that. If it hasn't been reprogrammed with the truth, it's going to be a bad guy.
Bill, I'll tell you something else, mm-hmm. too. You can push that conscience down and not listen to it and keep pushing it down, down till you'll shut its voice where you can't hear it. Mm. Mm. And you just going to do whatever you want to do. Well, I know the Bible says that, but now you just let me tell you what I think about that. I ain't interested. I'm not interested in what I think about it.
That's right.
See, it's what Jesus thinks about it, because I need the mind of Christ.
That's right. To get there, we've got to put the word first place.
Oh, yes.
That's what we have to do.
That's
got to
be final authority.
Oh, that's final authority. And I don't care what anybody says. Even in the business world, they use the principles, a lot of the principles that are in the Bible, but they have taken out things. The name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and so forth and so on. But the reason why it's working as good as it is many times is because even though it's in a Babylonian system, there are some truths in here.
And the principle
that absolutely
change.
Got to do with diligence and got to do, you know, time and so forth and so on. These things are in here. So we've got to come back to the Word of God and say, okay, what does the Word of God say? And we need to take this Word of God and put it up against our own image. Now let's go over to 2 Corinthians in chapter 3. Because we need to look into the perfect law of liberty. We need to look into the mirror of the Word of God. Now, as we look at this, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, he said, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So here...
Now, you know, James said that.
And, exactly.
And one thing that's so unique about him, Jesus' half-brother, raised in the household with him.
With him. That's exactly right. Sure was. Mm-hmm.
And after Jesus was raised from the dead, he and James got born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, then all that he had seen Jesus do, and James is the one that wrote as much about the tongue
as Jesus did in
the book of Mark and so forth. He got it. He looked back on that. And he could see what his brother was doing this whole time.
Yeah.
And he said, you remember Jesus said, if you continue in my word.
Yes, then are you my disciple.
Then are you, or in other words, if you continue in my word, then you be like me.
Right.
And James said,
that's good.
If we continue in being a doer of the word, looking in the glass, he's referring to the same thing that Apostle Paul did. He said, continuing in the perfect law of liberty. He said exactly the same thing as he did.
He sure did.
And it's a perfect law means that when you put its elements to work, it works the same way every time, all the time, for anybody.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. It's a law. It's a governing law.
So as I look in this Word of God, this is a mirror. And it actually shows me how I should look.
Oh, that's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if there's any adjustment, somebody going out to, you know, going out to a nice dinner and form or whatever have you, they go by the mirror and they check themselves. They want to see if they look like they're supposed to look. And see, this is how we're supposed to look.
Oh, man.
So we look in here. And in this, if we participate in this, become a doer of it, we are changed. We won't stop until we look exactly like this.
And this has the power to change.
Absolutely.
It's the only power to change.
Here I was. I was there. I was a little boy coming home every day. We didn't have a TV. I was a little bit of boy. Went up to the neighbor's house, looked at Superman every day. Kept looking at it. Pretty soon, Kellogg's Corn Flakes came out special. Ordered Superman's shirt. Give us 50 cents and a box top of Kellogg's. We'll send it to you. Got one shirt. Felt so good about it. Ordered six more. It took me over. Now I'm looking at TV every day. See, I'm changing. So pretty soon, I wore it. I thought I was stronger than I was, and I got up on that garage. I was going to fly on down to Wendell's house. I said, I'm jumping off this thing. Hurt myself.
There is a way that seemeth right. And the end thereof is a knot on your head.
But that's the principle here, see.
Yeah.
This one, you won't hurt yourself. You'll end up in life.
Bill, the same thing is true. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Where you spend your time and where your eyes look the most is going to begin to change your whole surrounding.
Yes. Yeah.
You take a man that don't even know what the game of golf is, never heard of it. And you hand him about 10 golf magazines a day, and you make him watch 8 or 10 golf tournaments. Yeah. I don't care whether he ever cared anything about it or not.
In enough time,
he'll get hung up on it.
He sure will.
And he'll begin to think he can do that. And then he's going to begin to want to try to do that. And I don't care what it is,
sir.
It will draw him into it, particularly if the devil is behind it.
Gotcha.
He'll draw you into something you wish you ain't ever heard of before.
Mm.
And we out of time. But that ends up with this.
Yeah.
I want to be drawn into this. And the more time you spend with this,
the more
drawn to it. And eventually, you get to where you just can't get enough of this picture you keep seeing. And his name is Jesus. Whoa! Brother Bill, and I'll be back in just a moment. Now, we're going to find out, you know, what kind of landing he made.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Is living the good life beyond your reach? Get a new vision of your future. Take a look at your circumstances through a different perspective. See things through God's eyes and change your mind about your life. Author, entrepreneur, and pastor Bill Winston is about to become your personal life coach. His book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, will radically change your thoughts, world, and destiny forever. All 18 chapters of his book will take you on a journey to discover the future God really has for you. Page by page, you'll learn how to remove the barriers you've placed on God's ability to move in your life. Change the way you think about yourself and God. Get rid of unbelief and build your faith. Replace negative thoughts with promises from God's Word. Start living in the impossible and see your life changed. Renew your mind and restore your ability to walk in God's abundance. It's time for you to transform your thinking and transform your life. Order your copy of Bill Winston's book entitled Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, now available for just $12. This book brings valuable information on how to focus your thoughts and bring lasting change to your life. For 48-hour processing, order the Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life online. For this and other products, go to kcm.org. Or you may call us toll-free, 800-600-7395.
I see really you come out all right as you try to fly down to your buddy's house. Oh, praise God. Amen. This is from Brother Winston's new book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life. Meditation is the means by which we envision God's Word coming to pass in our lives. Now, we're not talking about just building up images of what you think you'd like to see come to pass. No, no, no. You take God's Word, particularly His promises and His commands, and you begin to meditate on them like this. By His stripes ye were healed. By His stripes I was healed. Well, now what does that mean to me now that I know I'm healed? And I begin to meditate on that. I begin to think about it. What does that mean to me now that I'm healed? Well, one thing, I'm not going to be spending so much time somebody else waiting on me. Praise God, I'm not going to have to stay in this chair. Praise God, my joints are not going to hurt anymore. I'm going to be the husband that I've always wanted to be. One thought leads to another, but it's all based on the truth. Not how you feel, not what the doctor said or didn't say, not what your grandmother said or anybody else, but what Jesus said. And you stay right there, and it will change your way of life. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.